Hello, everybody. Welcome again to another Gnostic conference. In this time, we are going to talk about this very important topic in Gnosis, because the awakening of the consciousness is one of the main topics we are going to talk about during our studies of Gnosis. This is a very important conference because in this moment you are going to learn some very important also information about how can you awake your consciousness, and you are going to also learn how we can identify different stages of our consciousness. How is everything going around, and how can we just go out of this state of mind of consciousness that prevails so far? So it is a fundamental theme for Gnosis. It's essential, as a matter of fact, to know exactly how we are going to do it. What is the didactic that we need in order to awake our consciousness? It is also good to know that we have only at 3% of our consciousness free from the ego. And what is that ego? Well, the ego, we can call it in different ways. In Gnosis, we are going to call it, for example, we are going to say ego. We can say myself. Also, we can call it the dark side of our internal world, and also we can name it as a psychological aggregate. So it has different names, and in different cultures it has more names. We are going to learn those little by little, but today it is very vital that you remember that the consciousness is all covered, and we have only 3% of that free. And also, it is very necessary that you understand that if you free your consciousness from the state that is in now, then you will be able to achieve marvelous things. For example, if we free more or less the 10 or the 20% of our consciousness, we will be able to end the war in the world. So, well, that is pretty amazing and really, really good to know, because there is a solution. We are in this state of mind, in this state of consciousness nowadays, but that has a solution. That is also very nice to know that it is not only bad news, right? We know that we are not in a perfect state of consciousness. We know that our consciousness is nowadays really in a very low range, and we cannot do a lot of things with that. But it is also good to know, sorry, that there is a path, there is a way in order we can free our consciousness. But what is the consciousness? We talk about all the time of the conscious in our thinking process, in the mind and the intellect. So sometimes we get a little bit confused with all those terms. Before that, let us remember that the terms that we use here, the words that we use here, they have a different meaning. All the words that we use in Gnosis to teach Gnosis to for you to understand what Master Samael will hand in to the mankind, it is important to know that all the meanings are different, are deeper. They go beyond, not only like psychologist terms. We have more meaning. There are deeper meanings, and you will learn this as soon as you go further and further in this study. So Well, what is the for us, what is the consciousness? Well, the consciousness, it is it's like a group of values, a set of values, a set of the well thing in us, a set of powers and also virtues, right? For example, friendship, love, truth. What else can it be? Well, a lot of them, the capacity of fraternity, intelligence also, and modesty, for example, and well, a lot of them. You may imagine what I am talking about, right? So this is different from the scientist or the materialist science, right? We are not divorced from the science, because science is one of the pillars of Gnosis. But the official science nowadays, it is very poor, right? Because this science has put aside the other part of the cake, right? For example, let's imagine knowledge as a cake. Right, so it is in the half part, right? They just take one part of that cake and they study that cake and they explain that part of the cake, but there is something always missing, because the other part of the cake, they don't take it into consideration. That's why in Gnosis we'd go deeper and try to put the whole thing together. Is more like a whole thing. So that is also something we need to know when we study Gnosis, right? So, well, also, we have to know that consciousness and the intellect are completely different. Sometimes we believe that a very intelligent person can be more aware of himself, or he has a great level of consciousness in his daily life. But that is a mistake. That is not necessarily truth, because the intellect is not the same as the consciousness. The intellect, well, is the capacity that we have to understand, to learn things. We use it. It is very useful, of course. We are not saying that we don't need it. Not at all. The intellect is really useful. We need it to survive, to bring bread to our table, and we need it for our social life. That is something that we cannot deny. But it is not the same of consciousness. We should not confuse these two terms, these two capacities of our brain, right? Intelligent is so different from consciousness that we are going to compare, like we are going to put this like an example. Imagine you are in a room, right? And the room is completely dark. That is the intellect. The intellect must be that big room, right, where you live, where you move, but you cannot see anything. It's all dark. It is a there's no light over there. Then the consciousness must be the light that illuminates that room. So that is the difference, my dear friend. The intellect is just the amount of capacities that we use to learn and to talk, to work, etc. But the consciousness is the light that give us more than that. The consciousness is part of that internal world, that internal universe. The consciousness give us the capacity to understand our internal universe and to know how our psychological universe is like moving, right? The consciousness. So it is not the same as intellect. That is really necessary to know and to understand. So, well, remember that this consciousness, well, is like a beautiful princess. The consciousness, my dear friend, is that beautiful fairy that beautiful damsel of the very ancient stories or myths or literature that we have been reading forever, right? That myth of the monsters that are taking like a beautiful princess as a prisoner, that bad guy that is steals that beautiful woman from a castle that very far away, and this beautiful woman is taken. It has taken to another dark, horrible world, surrounded by evil, surrounded by monsters and dragons and witches and all that terrible creatures. Well, that is exactly the representation of our beautiful princess, that is the consciousness. She has only the 3% of abilities to connect with us. Us, in this case, we will be that warrior with the armor and braveness, right? To go there and to fight against those monsters, those witches, those dragons. Those are the ego, representation of the ego, representation of our psychological aggregate. So the fight that we are going to do, it is inside of us. We are not going to go out with a gun or with a big sword to kill people around because they are very bad. They are murderers. We are going to fight against our own evil, our own psychological aggregates. And when we do that, when we kill one of those horrible creatures, then we will help, excuse me, our princess to free another percentage of its bright light. Every time you kill one ego, one power, one virtue, or one gift is released from that terrible darkness around it, right? So if you, for example, if you kill anger, then if you break that ego apart of the anger, then that virtue that is trapped in the claws of this terrible monster that is the anger will be free. So that is beautiful, right? To know that when we were kids, right? For example, that we read those epic adventures from the past and from those heroes that we used to learn about. Those representations of things that we read are exactly this ancient fight against our own darkness. So well, this is a we have been this we have seen this in different cultures, for example, in Oriental traditions, in India, right? In Also, in here in Gnosis, we have that myth, right? Of course, it has to be because the Pisces Sophia, that is the beautiful princess of the knowledge, right? The philosophy, it is also imprisoned by the ego. So we are actually prisoners of our own psychological aggregates. And well, our defects nowadays, dear friends, are even thicker and well, we are creating more and more egos because we don't know this knowledge. We don't have the contact with this eternal wisdom, with this eternal philosophy. We believe that we are in a good path and that we are very nice and that we are doing super good in our lives, like fighting for getting money to survive, to live a social life that always well lead us to loneliness, lead us to more psychological aggregates, because we are worried nowadays into achieve things and things and things, but we don't have time to go inside, to take a look into our inner mass, to take a look within us. And this is real, right? So we need, first of all, the first step that we need to take, if we really want to change, if we really want to find that beautiful princess that is our consciousness, then we need to take the first step. And that first step is to accept that you, that he and she and I and everybody, we are dreaming. We are dreaming, but during daytime, because maybe you may understand that you are dreaming during the nighttime when you go to sleep on your bed. Well, yes, that is the dream, right? That is the world, the fifth dimension, the world of dreams that we learned in the past conference. We talked about these different places. But dear friends, what we are talking about right now is when you are dreaming during daytime. That is the dangerous thing, okay? We need to destroy the ego. So, but the first step that we need to, in order for us be able to kill that ego, is to accept that we are dreaming. So, with what we need, well, we need that somebody show me, right? To show me the way. There are many religions in the world. There are many philosophies in the world. But the key to awaken the consciousness is there hidden. We need to find it. We need to see and to read between the lines. But nobody taught us, and nobody is teaching us how to do this. So, well, it is important for us to understand that we need to change. Why we need to change? Because we are not okay. Because we have a world that is crazy. We have a world with crime, with violence, with many terrible things that are going on. We are hurting people. We hurt even little children. Well, I don't want to mention all the evil in the world, because I know you are very aware of that. And well, in this teaching today, in this class today, I want you to feel that need. I want you to understand that it is vital, important, or more than important. It's just a matter of death or being alive, right? It's something like that. So important that we understand that ego is our enemy, and we need to liberate the virtues that we have, the consciousness. So, for example, there are some mankind that they don't have ego. For example, in the sun, in the planet sun, or the star that is a star for us. There are people or inhabitants of that place. They live without ego. And you may say, you're crazy. There are no people in the sun. It's a star. It's a ball of fire, and et cetera, et cetera. But my dear friends, you are going to learn also that not everything is like the official science says. Not everything is like we have been thinking during our whole life. And let me tell you that in the sun, there is a mankind. And this peculiar mankind has 100% of the consciousness free. Imagine if we, with our 3% of consciousness, we have done marvelous things, because we have done those things with that little 3% of our consciousness free. Imagine what would you do, or what would we do with 100% of consciousness? Well, they are masters. They are holy people. Their consciousness is so bright, so shiny, that that's why we have light in our world, because of the light of all those people who live in the sun. So, well, all the other planets as well, they have free consciousness, and only us, the little brothers of the earth, they love us, of course, they tried always to help us, but we are so deep in our dreaming, so deep in our fantasies that we are not able to see. We don't see what is real. So we need to change that. And there is also very it is very well for us to know how this dream is working, how this world of dream that we are now living, what is that? How does it made us makes us act in this way? Well, we have three states of the dreaming of the consciousness. The first step is the identification, right? The identification and the fascination, and the number three is the dreaming of the consciousness. But during the daytime, well, of course, then you take this also into the astral region. So these three stages lead us everybody to dream. What do they do? Well, let me put it into an example. Let's imagine that you are going to work in the morning, right? You woke up, you took a shower, you did what you need to do before going to work, and then you are walking, I don't know, 4 blocks to go to your work. It's just an example, right? Then you are walking, and suddenly there is a beautiful car that is passing by. Brand new car with a beautiful color. You know, these sports lines and very amazing car. And then you say, "Oh my goodness, look at that car." You identify with the car because that is something you want. You have this plan to buy a car, and you see that car, and then you start like, "Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful." And then you stand up and you watch it by passing by. And you say, "Oh, what a beautiful car is that?" Then you start fascinating yourself. "Oh, someday I'm going to buy a car like that. It's so beautiful. Wow, what's the lines, the color, the tires, the everything." And then you start dreaming. "Ah, well, what am I going to do? Yes, next month I am going to save my money because I won't." You see? And then you start like your mind is giving you a lot of pictures, images. You are going to imagine yourself in the car and driving the car with a speed that nobody can reach you, and you can, you know, that is the dreaming of the consciousness. And then suddenly you turn around and you say, "Hey, wait, I have passed the my office is 2 blocks behind." So you have to go back, right? Because you were dreaming. You didn't even realize that you passed your office for 2 blocks ahead. So imagine that is the way this fascination, this identification, and this is the dream of the consciousness. And I think you have like understand what I am saying, because this is always happens, right? What happened when you go, for example, to the supermarket and you say, "I am going to buy sugar, groceries only because I need for my refrigerator and to prepare food." Okay, then the first thing that you see in the supermarket is like, I don't know, clothes, for example. Now that's very common in women. So, "Oh, look at that pants. Oh, now look at that blouse." And then look at that. And then you say, "Oh my goodness, I am 2 hours in the supermarket, and you have bought many, many clothes, but nothing to eat." So then you have to go to the to buy the sugar and everything you need. And suddenly when you go to the cashier, then you realize that you have not enough money. Oh, I need to put this thing back. And well, I need it. Then you go home like thinking, oh, I should buy that dress because it was so cheap. And then you are like, you go into your car and you're driving, but you are still identified and fascinated with the dress and the, I don't know, any kind of clothing you saw in the supermarket that you are not even looking where you're going. And sometimes you have an accident or there is, or you pass by the exit to the right road. Something happens because you are in this dream of the consciousness. So that's why Master Buddha, he told us that we live in the Maya world. In this case, Maya, it doesn't refers to the culture in Mexico, the ancient culture of the Maya. No, this is a Sanskrit term. This is a Sanskrit word that means illusion. That's what Master Buddha said, like long time ago, right? He said that we live in a Maya world because we all, dear friends, we all build this fantasy world, and every person has a bubble of a different world created by our own imagination, where our own fantasy, because it's not even imagination, it's fantasy. So we create this illusion of a world, and we live in there. Most of the time, sometimes when we find another person and we talk with him or with her, we realize that they have a different approach of life, completely different. And you say, how can it be? I thought I was living in the perfect world, and look at them, right? And then you want to change and to absorb that world and start again the dreaming. So we are fascinating. We are so self-deceived. We always cheat our own mind because sometimes we buy a beautiful dress or you men, you buy beautiful clothing. You go to the, I don't know, to the mirror and you see yourself and you say, well, I look so good. And then you go to the street and somebody sees you there and he said, or she said, that dress doesn't look good on you. And you feel very angry because how can they say that? It's envy. They envy me because I look beautiful or I look super handsome with a new suit or something, right? But we don't see each other as we have to see because we are in this dream of the consciousness, because we are living in this Maya world that we have created during our life because we have different ideas, right? Sometimes we copy somebody that is wearing this kind of dress that doesn't fit on us well, but we are in the fashion. We are in the most modern fashion, right? So be careful with that. Try always to identify these three stages of our consciousness, right? There are four stages of consciousness that we need to also to know. The other three stages were the dreaming, right? How we can confuse our consciousness, how we can confuse our little princess, right? With fantasies. But now let's talk about the stages of consciousness, right? The first one is the eikasia. This is a Greek term, and it means dream. So all mankind, everybody, you and I, everybody, we live in this state, right? The eikasia. We always dream, right? We dream when we go to sleep, right? That is very normal that everybody does. So We all, mankind, go to sleep and we dream. The second state of consciousness is the pistis. That's the Greek term, but it means the vigil state. The vigil state, well, yes, but no. All right. Yes, it's when we wake up in the morning and then we go and do our activities. That is the vigil state. But in that vigil state, what is happening? We are living the dream of the consciousness with the identification, the fascination, and the dream. So that is our vigil state. It doesn't exist, right? It exists partially, just partially, because we know that we are living because the daytime and the light of the sun, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, we are continuing with the dreaming. The third state of the consciousness, and that is, my dear friends, today, our main topic is the dianoia. So we need to go to that stage of consciousness first, right? That is the memory of yourself, the memory of myself. We have to remember every single moment of the day of ourselves. We need to self-watch ourselves, to be a spy of ourselves. That's what we need to do to stay in that third state of the consciousness. The fourth state of the consciousness, whoa, well, that would be the perfect state because we will be in a continuous awareness of ourselves, a continuous awareness of what is going on. And in this state, we will be able to remember everything we have done, everything we have learned, everything we have eaten during a year, if you want to, right? Because we are in continuous awareness. So these are the four states that we need to try to focus on the third one and the fourth one. The first one and the second, well, we always do that, but the number two, we are kind of partially, right? Why we partial vigil state? Because we have many distractors, for example, the cell phones, the tablets, the social media, all those stream platforms of movies that we have, like thousands of movies and series, and there are many distractors. And what happened? Sometimes we watch 6 hours, 7 hours of TV, 3, 4 hours of TV, but we don't have time to meditate. We don't have time to try to get the dianoia state of consciousness. So we have it in our fingertips. We just a push of a remote. We have violence, we have crime, we have lies, we have all the psychological defects, like enlightened with lights and cameras, and we are so happy to see those. We are kind of addicted to this kind of projections that well, we have even more and more our consciousness sleep. So that 3% of consciousness, we don't use. We don't use the 3% of the consciousness. We may use maybe 1% of the consciousness, because the consciousness, remember, is all the values like love, affection, kindness, altruism, and we don't use those. We don't use those. We are always angry. We are always remembering the movie. We are always trying to live like movie stars. We want to be stars of the screen. We want to be influencers. We want to be gamers. We want to be a streamer in YouTube. That's what we want to be. We are not thinking about our inside world. We never talk about that in series. We never talk about that in movies. And if there is a movie that talks about that, then people reject it, all right? Because we are so used to this technology boom that we have in this moment. And well, technology is not bad. I mean, it's good. It's a good It's a good thing that we can use it, but use it well. Use it to see your relatives that are very far, to see your brothers in the US or in Europe or in another part of the country. Use it for good. Use it, but also with consciousness. That is, well, amazing to understand. What do we need to do then to get out, to go away from that circle that we are going around all the time? We need to kill. We need to kill. We need to be killers of our own psychological defects. We need to be warriors as those myths, as Hercules, as Parsifal, as all those heroes of the epical stories, epic stories we have heard about. We need to be strong. We need to be brave because this is a work only for brave people. It is a very brave people, the one that fights his or her enemies. But it's even braver a person who fights against their own bad enemies that are inside. That is the bravest, okay? The strongest of all. And that's what we need to do right now, to take that decision of being this hero, but not only a hero of celluloid or a hero of a screen, a hero of our life. We need to free our princess from that dark dungeon that we have it right now. So this is the didactic for the awakening. It's kind of like a very simple key, because you are going to say, oh my God, all that words that you say just to give me three words, that's funny. But sometimes this easy thing turns kind of difficult. Let me explain. So this is the didactic. You are going to start from now on, right, to observe, to watch every moment of your life and try to be living from moment to moment consciously. How? We are going to divide our attention in three parts. Divide our attentions, I mean, we are going to divide it in subjects. So you have to remember about yourself. Who am I? But you are not going to answer, oh, my name is Javier, or my name is Maria. No. You are going to just try to use your consciousness to be aware of who you are, right? Then you are going to ask, why am I here? Why am I doing here? But also don't use your mind to answer, because the mind, it is not good to these kind of things. You know, the mind is always intellectual. The mind is kind of slow. So use your consciousness. So it's like that answer that you don't say with words, but it comes to you. Like, who am I? Imagine yourself, right? That is the consciousness. Bring the consciousness to this place that is you. The object, what am I doing here? Well, in this moment, I am listening to this conference. So bring that, not answer with words. Just bring that picture to your consciousness. And where am I? Same process. Visualize the place, feel the place where you are. And that three little division of the consciousness, you have to do it during the day. Pay attention on who you are, pay attention on the action you're performing, and super pay attention of the place you are. Remember, the mind is very slow, so you don't have to use the mind. You just remember yourself with consciousness. Be conscious about it, all right? And then you will be doing this exercise every single moment of the day, right? Try to be focused on what you are doing. If you are eating, well, just eat. If you are drinking water, well, drink the water, but consciously. I mean, not like I am eating, but I am watching TV, or I am eating, but I am reading a book. I am eating, but I also check in my social media. Then you realize that your dish is empty, and you say, "Well, what? Where's the food? I don't even remember that I ate that food." And so that food won't bring the nutrients to your body because you are not aware of that. That is also really, really true, right? If we are conscious of what we are eating, our chewing process, the taste of the food, how this food is going through, like you are swallowing the food, then you are aware of that beautiful magic of eating, right? You don't have to be with the television. You don't have to be with telephones or books or newspapers. Not at all. You just concentrate in everything you are doing. So this practice, my dear friend, will lead us to the awakening of the consciousness, right? We are going to awake our consciousness with this practice, little by little, okay? And it is important to know that if you are 1 minute, if you practice this and you achieve 1 minute of awareness, 1 minute of consciousness, very conscious of them, of 1 minute of your life, that also will be reflected in the astral world. And as we already mentioned in the last conference, if you want to go to these different universes, parallel universes, or worlds, or regions, or realms, well, you need to be conscious, right? Because we go every night. That is something that we cannot deny, that we cannot questioning, right? Because we are always going to the astral region when we go to sleep. But we go like zombie. We are like a zombies, very with no color. We are going there, but we are living our fantasies that we live in the real, in the physical world. Those fantasies, we also live them in the astral region. But the other way around will happen if you are aware of yourself 1 minute, then 1 minute you will be aware of yourself in the astral region. If you have 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there, and so on. So that's what we need to know. We need to do in order to do that. And why do we need to be awakened in the astral region? Because it's very nice to see there the wisdom, right? We can talk with masters. We can see the beautiful creatures that live in this world. We can also investigate the past, because remember that in that region, past, present, and future is only one eternal moment. So you will be able to learn many things. You can go to a wisdom temple, those places of wisdom or schools of wisdom, that you will be there able to receive the knowledge of Gnosis directly to your consciousness. So you see, it's really important to know it. And as soon as you wake up in the morning, right, because you are in the astral region, you have this experience. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, do not move. Do not move. Just follow the first thought that appears in the screen of your mind. Follow that into retrospection, right? Go a retrospective exercise, and you can chant the mantra Ra Om Ga Om silently. You can do it on your mind, like Ra Om Ga Om, and you are going to do it several times, and then you start like remember everything, go backwards, and try to take a journal and write whatever experience you have in that region, in the region of the astral world, the fifth dimension. So this is a practice that you can do every single day in the morning. Try not to move too fast, because if you move, when you move, you agitate the vital body, the astral body comes suddenly to your body, your physical body, and all the memory, it will disappear. So let's do it little by little and try to remember what you have done during the dream. It's also good if you have your journal, if you have your notebook or a Gnostic journal. It is also good to have like a balance of these practices that you are doing. For example, I am doing the practice of the division of the attention. All right. So I am going to write the frequency of that practice. I am going to write the time that I was aware, right? The time that I remained conscious, right? And also the breadth and penetration of this practice. Yes. What is that? We were conscious of about ourselves, also about the place where we were, and also about the thing we were doing. So that, you see, if for example you say, well, in this occasion I was just aware of myself, that's it, but I don't remember what I did. So that is the penetration of your practice. So you take the balance, right? For example, today I practiced this activity 7 times and I remember very well what I was doing. Well, amazing, right? Tomorrow you will do it 8 minutes. Next day you will do it more. And hopefully, little by little, with the constants of this practice, you will be able to awaken in a whole night in during the astral projection that we naturally have every single day of our lives. So, my dear friends, this is the path, this is the beginning, this is the decision, and this is the conference that will mark before and after of your life, hopefully, right? Remember, this is not just to Gnosis is not just for a acquire knowledge to it is not only to fill your head with theories and knowledge, right? It is also practical, and the practices are the ones that are going to lead us to success, and they are going to lead us to fight, to be a warrior, to be that magical warrior with a sword of truth and light, that you are going to release your princess, that is your own consciousness. So, well, thank you so much for joining us today in this chat, in this conference. If you want to go deeper in the conference, remember to go to the book Fundamental Education of Master Samael Aumbeor, and also The Awakening of Men, that is also a book of our master, that these beautiful masterpieces he had left for us. Thank you so much, and see you in another conference. Goodbye.